Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
Last hour in Vegas for the week, and we've had a lot of entertainment out here. We're not done yet. You can still join us. We still have some more guests as we are live on the Strip just an hour before the second round of the draft begins. You saw N'Kobe Dean during the break, and he's very likely to be the first player chosen in the second round. Let's check in with Robert, who is up next in Alabama. Hello, Robert.
Hey, Paul. I have a food for thought kind of thing I want to put out there. And I've thought about this for many years, but let's say that the NCAA had a rule that that kids could only play the sports for the state that they grew up in, their state of residency. In my opinion, the state of Florida or Texas would win every national championship. And what made me think of this, a few years ago I was watching Louisville back when they had a pretty decent team play the Gators. Louisville had 35 players on their roster from the state of Florida. What do you think about that?
Well, you're right. You know, if you go back in time, Florida has always been the dominant state, Texas, obviously. You would have Ohio, Pennsylvania playing a big contribution. But right now, the key is you really, if you're a Texas school, you don't have to go very far from Texas. But the game is different, though. It used to be, I've heard many coaches start their opening press conference up saying, we're going to put a wall up around the state of Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana. Nowadays, recruiting is a little bit different because if there's a top quarterback in California, you go for it. Look at Alabama. They've had a couple of quarterbacks from California in recent years. So, but yeah, you do need to do well at home, though. I think that's the most important thing. But you don't need to only have players from your home state.
But speaking of California, one other comment I got. In my opinion, California should be ashamed of themselves. They have such a large state with a lot of kids, yet they win how many national championships? And another thing, Notre Dame. How good would Notre Dame be if they only could play kids from in-state?
Well, but I appreciate the call, Robert. But Notre Dame is not a state school. Notre Dame is a national university. They're not remotely concerned about Indiana. They recruit in Pennsylvania, New York, and Chicago, everywhere. Hey, thank you for the call. I'm not really sure it matters anymore. It used to really matter, but that's a very antiquated view to think that you better win your home state, because your home state may not be that great. Tennessee, for example, could never have made a living on the state of Tennessee football players because there just simply aren't enough. There are more now than there used to be. Programs are better, but that's really that's the issue there. James is up next in Kentucky.
Yeah, yeah, Paul.
Good afternoon.
I want to tell you I'm from Kentucky. I'm a big Kentucky fan. I wanted to tell you a little story about why Kentucky is second rate in football in the state of Kentucky.
Okay.
Back in 1950, I was born, I was a big fan then. We had two prominent coaches, one in basketball and one in football. The basketball coach was Mr. Adolph Rupp, and the other one was the up-and-coming coach named Paul Barrett Wright. We had just won the championship in basketball, and we had just beat Bud Wilkerson's Oklahoma Sooners in the Cotton Bowl in Dallas, Texas. And right now, we have a coach that I think is as close to Bear Bryant as we've been in a long time. We've had coaches that went on to the NFL, been head coaches, and we have been successful with the coach we have now. The reason we are second rate in football in the SEC is because the administration said they couldn't have two prominent coaches like that. Couldn't be.
Yeah, but James, you may be right about what happened in the 40s and in the 50s, but the administration currently has gone all in. They spent hundreds of millions of dollars on that new facility up there.
Oh, I know that.
And that's why Kentucky may have, at the moment, could change tomorrow, may have the second best program in the East.
Yes, I agree with you.
By the way, I think there are other schools. I think there are other schools like that too.
Yes, I agree with you there. They gave Adolph Rupp a Cadillac, and they gave Bear Bryant a watch, and that's the reason he left Kentucky.
I thought it was a lighter. I couldn't remember if it was a watch or a lighter.
Yeah.
You didn't get much.
But that's the reason I wanted to tell you.
Well, that's a great. That's
I,
that. That's
like
great.
I said, I'm really pleased with the team we got now. Our coach.
From the AD to the president to Mark Stoops, it's been really pretty amazing. Well, thank you very much for your call. You be well. You take care of yourself. Let's go to Vance next in Georgia. Hello, Vance.
Hey, Paul. I noticed that you said when you got your most recent call from Ohio, our dear friend, the comedian Jimmy, that Ohio's been really good for y'all today.
Yes.
They really are funny, aren't they?
Yeah, Jimmy, the comedian from right outside of Cleveland. He's done something I've never done. I've never done a comedy routine, but
I don't think he has either.
I know one thing. I am just already bursting my gut thinking about that DUI skit.
Well, you know, lately I've outside of Jeff, you know, the clone from Jim Rome.
Right.
We had a couple weeks ago, I commented on this fabulous caller telling us about a Centerville, Ohio team winning a basketball state championship in high school. That, you know, I've been waiting for that news. And then I got to hear about happy birthday to God only knows who. And then this guy comes up and I mean, I've seen funnier.
Yeah, you know something, Vance. I don't know. Do you ever remember? I don't know whether they had these in Georgia, but where I came from, they would have these shows on Saturday morning. They called it the Swap Shop. You would call in about 6:45 a.m. and you'd say, "Hey, I got a tractor. I'd like to swap it for a lawnmower." and that's where some of these callers that belong. I just want to know if you're not busy next week, I am going to get a collection up, and we're going to all get into a van. We've got about maybe 14 seats, and we're going to drive up from, I can meet you in Atlanta, I'm not that far away, or wherever, whatever is convenient, and we're all going to hear Jimmy from outside of Cleveland do his comedy routine, and
well,
it should be
a... Well, does that mean we get to
a,
drink a lot before we get there?
Yeah, no, I, hey, what he meant to say is instead of me or you or him as a comedian taking a drink, he said the audience needs to drink before they even leave their home. Anyway, we're up against a break. We have a lot to do. Remaining 45 minutes. We'll get one more of these great experts on here to tell us what to look for tonight in the NFL draft. We're coming right back.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/paul. That's hims.com/paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
Well, we're back in Vegas, and we're just 45 minutes away from the second night of the draft. And this completes, we have one more guest to go. We in the last month, we have talked to 1,747 NFL draft experts, and we have saved the absolute best for last. Marcus Spears joins us from across the street at the draft. Marcus, let's talk about the best interior lineman still on the board. How many questions have you been asked in the last
Pete
6 months about this
Pete
draft,
Towns.
Marcus? I mean, you have to be more than happy
Pete
that it's
Towns.
About over.
Let's not fool these people into thinking me and you about to talk about the draft all this time. Let's not even start on that foot. First of all, brother, how are you doing, man? It's good to see you.
I am doing great. It's so good to have you back. Marcus Spears started at ESPN on this program. I thought he was so good that I sent – I don't know if I've told you this story. I told Mark Kubiak this story yesterday. I sent a tape of the two of us, Marcus, to the – I think he was the head of talent for ESPN. I said I think he was because he no longer is. And he called me back. He said, I appreciate you doing that, but – this guy Spears, I don't think he's going to make it at ESPN. And look at you now. Look
hey,
at Peter,
I didn't think I was
going
to make it either. I thought I'd be fired 50 times before I got here, man. You know me, I got a loose mouth. I always say stuff that people seem to be mad about. But ultimately, brother, we sat right there in that studio in Charlotte and we got it going. And we got it going way more than sports. So, this is my, what, third draft, P-Town? And you are absolutely right. I'm tired, man. I don't care who get drafted no more. I'm tired. I didn't work 3 months to figure out who was going to go in the first round, the first pick change 100 times before we got to the draft yesterday. I'm tired, man. I just want to sit back and watch it like everybody else and celebrate.
Well, let me ask how your family is. You know, the whole, you know, from wife, kids to parents to grandparents.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
everybody,
the Marcus Spears.
Everybody doing well. Everybody doing well, P-Town. I'm actually, so you know, I'm in Vegas. I leave Vegas. I'm going I got to go to Atlantic City. My son, Marcus Jr., you know him, you call him Junior. He's playing in the basketball tournament. My daughter played in Philly last week in the volleyball tournament. My mom is just telling everybody what to do and staying in everybody's way. The little 9-year-old Miko, who you know as a baby, she finding her way. She about to start sports, playing basketball and volleyball. Everybody's good, man. Everybody's good. Spending all of my damn money, but everybody is good. The family is great. How are you and Miss Linda doing?
We are doing great. We okay, couldn't be any good. Better. And
because you know Miss Linda, my girl, you know I like her way more than you. You know that.
She's pretty sweet on you too, which makes me concerned about her taste in younger men.
Well, look, if she started dating me, she's doing a hell of a lot better than she's doing right now with you. We
yeah,
all
no,
know
you're
that.
Right. Because I know one thing with you, with you, at least she's got somebody with some bread. Me, at my age, I'm still working for a living. There's no chance in the world when you get to where I am, you'll be doing anything.
Oh man, shoot, P-Town, you keep going. You keeping everybody young, bro. I was listening to the callers in the break before I came on, and I said he still got them going. It ain't nothing. I don't know where they get the comfort from when they call into your show to just say whatever the hell come to their mind, but they do, and you know how to orchestrate it, brother. So you rolling, you still rolling. And let's not even start talking about money. You done had it for a long time. All right. But that's between me and you. That what I just said just now, that's between me and you. Ain't nobody else hear that. Just me and you.
So let's talk about you for a second outside of this, the Vegas Strip and what's going on tonight. But Marcus, we all of us here at the show are so proud when we look up. There you are. You're schooling Stephen A. You're on this show. You're on that show. I mean, you have had an unbelievable rise at this network, and I know your family's proud of you, and we are proud of you.
Yeah. Peter, it means the world, man. I mean, you know how I am. You know how I am, not only around my friends, but my colleagues, man. Ultimately, you and I had a bunch of conversations when I was at SEC Network. And you know me, I want to have fun on TV, man. Ultimately, that is where I think my foundation is laid. And obviously, knowing football and having the information. But ultimately, man, when people watch TV, they want to have a good time. They want to feel like they are watching family members. They want to feel like people are challenging them. They even like hating us, which you know as much as anybody when people get mad at you about something you say. But ultimately, just where I am in television is really about the people that helped me get here. And you were an integral part. I tell you that not just on this show. I hit you, you know, America could know. I text you every once in a while checking in on you and Miss Linda. But to be on your show and to have that platform, to start at SEC Network, and do SEC Nation, to actually be in the field and have an opportunity to mix and mingle with fans. I miss that element of it a little bit, but ultimately I think what I'm doing television-wise, man, is just trying to make sure people are having a good time, learning some football, but more importantly, feeling like they watching one of they dudes, one of their homeboys, one of their cousins or friends. So as long as I can keep that kind of tempo going, I think I can be around for a while.
And not only that, you've got this podcast I see advertised all the time, which is where you really do talk things other than this.
Yeah, it's fun. And P-Town, you know the long form, man. You've done radio for so many years, and having time to not only give a take but to expound on it. I do it with Big Kendrick Perkins, who doesn't mince words on the NBA side of what we do here at ESPN. We two Southern brothers with Southern draws. We say things that people don't understand, then we bring it back home for context. But ultimately, the podcast is about that. That's something I learned from you. And other guys like Bomani and Mina Kimes, who've been doing her podcast for so long, but just getting on there and talking and having somebody that you can bounce things off of, that you know, that you respect and have a good time. And that's what me and Perk does on that podcast. But it's very simple. It's crazy, man, because me and Perk have so many parallels in life, right? Athletes growing up in the South, kind of the same cultural background, grandmothers, mamas, integral parts of what we were and growing up. But P-Town, the flip side of that is in 2014, when you and I would sit there and we would talk about socioeconomic issues, when we talk about social justice issues, when we would get into sports, when we talk about the landscape of the SEC, you know that's what I love doing, man. I love talking about sports, but I like talking to people and getting to know them, even disagreeing and figuring out a way to either agree to disagree or bring me around to your side or vice versa. So it's something that I really enjoy doing with you. The hours of sitting in that studio and me and you going back and forth, blowing through breaks, producers being mad at both of us because we keep talking and won't shut up. So I'm still doing it, man. The podcast just does it without somebody telling you to rap.
Well, the one thing I do want to ask you about, because I owe a lot to you, because I came into this with a fairly typical point of view from someone who had done what I had done. I didn't really understand the plight of athletes. And being around you for all those years was an education, which brings me to where we are today in college football. A basketball player today essentially told Miami, the University of Miami, hey, unless you guys raise my NIL number, I'm out of here. And a lot of people cringe when they see that and all these other things. But Marcus, from your perspective, where are we right now in college football with all this going on around us?
Yeah, P-Town, unknown land. And we, you know, I remember you and I talking about this as well. It would be uncharted territory. There would be parts of NIL that people would detest and hate because the tradition and pageantry of college football and college sports in general, you knew people would have an issue. And when money gets involved, it gets convoluted. Things start to become confusing. I think you're just in a correction, right? It's just like anything else. Once you start involving the ability for people to make money off their name, image, and likeness, and all of these other companies with the understanding of marketing budgets and things that they can do to get ingratiated with college sports in general, which it already was a crazy money maker. Now some of that money can be filtered down to the players. I'm a little bit, I guess, disencouraged or discouraged by some of the approaches of some of the athletes, right? Like, yeah, you treat yourself like a professional, treat it like a business, but to your point, don't be out here asking nobody for $800,000, man. Or if you do it in private. Or you do it in a way or in a manner that seems business-like. And I just think that it's going to become more and more about the discussion. But I think a correction is going to come. The system will be figured out and how to structure it and tailor it. And I think the big argument was where we are right now listening to Forte and listening to you sometimes throughout the week when people are calling about these NILs and the business that is going on. I think it's just like anything else, P-Town. The money has now been involved, but the money has been involved. It just became so polarizing on how much revenue college sports was bringing in and how much responsibility that these athletes had for generating that particular revenue. I think just now you got to figure out a way to structure it, figure out a way to cap it. And I don't think anybody was out here for the Wild Wild West. You know, I beat my drum about these guys should be able to make money on their name, image, and likeness. And would it be fair? No. Because if you Bryce Young and you the Heisman Trophy winner, you going to make $2-3 million more than another kid that may be a good quarterback at a program that's not as polarizing as Alabama. All of that comes along with it. But it's just like contracts in the NFL or in the NBA or in any professional rank, which I believe college is so close. It's semi-pro based on the revenue that's being generated that they just need to figure out a way to structure it, whether that's cap per conference, cap per school, or just put an overall cap on what a kid can make in any particular season. Obviously special and extenuating circumstances for different individuals because that's how real life works. But I think ultimately you're just going through a phase of a lot of unknowns, and as people sift through and figure it out, there's a lot of frustration involved with that, but it's also a lot of celebration and celebratory things involved with that as well.
Yeah, and I know there was this old adage that you heard, and I'm sure you would cringe when some people would call and say, well, they are getting a free education. We've moved past that, thank goodness, that we don't look at players and feel like we're giving them something. They are providing a great deal, and whether they get too little or too much, they're at least getting something these days.
Right, right. And Paul, you know, for me, it was that was what it was about. And I go back because you remember how mad and upset and how much of a visceral reaction I had when Todd Gurley got suspended for signing autographs. Mm-hmm. And I understood the rules, and you know, that's the first thing people, well, the rules don't allow them to do it. The rules were in place in a system in which the NCAA just had completely monopolized and made every athlete feel like we are under the thumb until we can figure out how to go pro. And that forced guys to leave school early that wasn't ready to go to the NFL. Family situations and circumstances. And I'm not going to tell a kid like myself or like a Todd Gurley or any kid coming from backgrounds where they need all the financial help that they can get, and somebody want to give them $3,500 to sign their name, and they can send a check back to their mother or their father to help them do whatever, take care of younger siblings, to help them keep the lights on or whatever. I just felt like it was so disrespectful not to allow them to be able to have that opportunity if what they've done has afforded them and brought enough attention for somebody to want to be able to put them in that particular situation. And that's where my gripe lied, because I think you got to go deeper than just saying, well, that's the rule and they shouldn't be able to make money off their name, image, and likeness. Well, what if I need to supply something based on my talent and where I am in order for my family to be in a better situation? And you know, that's always been the crux of my argument.
So great to have you back here, Marcus. All the best tonight and with everything you're currently doing. We will hopefully see you soon. We miss you.
Thank you, my brother. Love you, and I'll talk to you soon. And tell Ms. Linda to hit me up, because I know she don't want to talk to you all day.
I'll tell her. Marcus Spear is putting out a personal plea to my poor wife on national television. We'll take a short break. We have 30 minutes remaining in Vegas, and then we're blowing this pop stand. Stick around.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jets Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jets is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
And we're back here in Vegas. Not for long, though. Let's continue with phone calls and check in with Doug, who is in Dayton.
Hi, Paul. I called earlier today, and everything was great. But I heard a caller from Georgia, the magician from Ohio. He probably's a jerk. I don't know. But he mentioned something about Centerville, Ohio, and Dayton, and they won 45 straight games. And why is he making fun of them? I would like to have a personal talk with him sometime.
I'll tell you
on
what,
your show.
Doug. We'll see if we can hook you guys up, and you can work that out off the air. Gideon is up next in Mississippi. Gideon, go right ahead.
Hey, Paul. How are you doing today?
We are doing wonderful.
I was just wanting to talk about the expansion of the SEC with Texas and Oklahoma. I mean, we all know the significance of it as far as in this day in college football, everyone's wanting to align themselves for success, and that's in recruiting, NIL, or what have you. But if you notice, the SEC is now the only 16-team conference. I mean, once this takes place.
Right.
And that's it kind of reminds me of what the before the SEC you had the Southern Conference. It was a loose collection of schools from the South, but I think it changed a lot, and it was just a ginormous conference. And I was wondering what you thought as far as is this a direction that college football is heading, almost kind of rewinding the clock of schools just trying to go willy nilly, trying to play the best schools and switching conferences. And
That's not where we are right now. I think we're in a different space where schools are trying to find commonality, because in a couple of years the middle of the Power Five is going to be, this is just an opinion based on all the people with whom we visit, is going to be so far behind the elite. So Texas and Oklahoma, I think, know that while it may be more difficult in the SEC, it's more about survival with where the money is versus hanging around a bunch of Baylors in Kansas and
right.
Kansas State.
Right.
So that is just not really workable any longer. Thank you for the call. Joel is calling next in Georgia. Hey, Joel, you're on the air.
Hello. Hello, Paul. How are you?
We are doing great.
I was calling in regards to those Georgia Bulldogs. How five of those defensive players going first round NFL history?
It was astonishing.
What about Kirby in his 6 years that he gets it done?
What Kirby has done, I mean, this is the exclamation point on everything he's done. It started with recruiting. The organization, I had a chance to spend a long time yesterday off the air, about 30 minutes with Dan Lanning. I know he's gone, but you can see the Kirby Smart in him that a lot of us saw in Kirby Smart 15 years ago at Alabama. Larry is up next, and Larry, I bet you're celebrating today those five Georgia defensive players going in the first round of the NFL draft. Good afternoon.
Yeah, they bailed out, man. They didn't want to stay and make their stock any better because they know Georgia's in trouble. Bennett, he's broke it. I mean, it's a fact. These players going, hey, I'm getting out of here, Jack. I'm going to the pros because they knew that the gig is up, son. And you know that. Now, you tell me all these number one defensive players, now what is Kirby going to do? He got all these guys that's gone. So I guess he's going to pull a miracle out of you, y'all, and with you, with that commonality. I bet you Smart can't even spell that, commonality. Yeah,
Larry, okay, Larry, it's one of the easiest words in the world to spell. Larry, give commonality a shot, okay? See,
I can spell that. Common, C-O-M-O-N-A-N-I-L-T-Y, commonality, T-T-T-I-Y.
Now, Larry, are you sure? You sure you don't use a K there instead of a C?
No. What, are you crazy? You bumped your head, fine bone. What are you smoking out there? Some of that stuff our man gave you on the trip? Come on. You don't use no K. Man, get out of here. Man, I swear, I thought I'd taught you something better. He quit fooling me. You know I felt it, right? Tell me that or not. You there? Commonality. C-O-M-O-N-A-L-I-T-Y. That's what I said.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Well, we made it to the end of the week. Appreciate you being a part of the show. We will see you on Monday.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network, beginning at 3 Eastern.